This is Chris Van Cleef.
This CRJ-700, it would have been operating as an American Airlines flight, would have been painted as American Eagle. It's operated by PSA, which is an airline owned by American Airlines, and a military Black Hawk helicopter. This area is not far from Bowling Air Force Base. It's right across the river from Washington Reagan. It appears that as this plane was coming into land, not far from the airport at all, on final approach, it somehow collided with a helicopter.
The FAA has grounded flights at Reagan National Airport. According to a defense official, three soldiers were on board the Black Hawk, no senior officials. And CBS's Christine Johnson also reports.
CBS News has confirmed there were 60 passengers and four crew members on board that departed from Wichita, Kansas. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said President Donald Trump has been made aware of this situation.
And Trump calls this a terrible accident, says may God bless their souls, and he thanks first responders for their work. The president signs a memorandum to send migrants to the same base where 9/11 detainees were held.
Today I'm also signing an executive order to instruct the Departments of Defense and Homeland Security to begin preparing the 30,000-person migrant facility at Guantanamo Bay.
Border czar Tom Homan says that U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement would run the facility. The White House has rescinded an Office of Management and Budget memo, which had sparked widespread confusion as it sought to freeze multiple government-funded loans and programs. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi.
What got rescinded was the OMB memo, not the executive orders, but just the memo. So a little bit of a distinction there, but it was enough to cause a lot of chaos here at the White House, people questioning what this meant. But ultimately, that federal funding is still on pause until we are hearing from a federal judge in this case who put a stay on that order that we will hear from on Monday, whether or not this federal funding freeze will be lifted.
Officials in North Carolina's McDowell County say a wildfire in Old Fort, 24 miles east of Asheville, has forced some residents to evacuate as high winds complicate efforts to contain the flames. Will Keller is the county's emergency services director.
Various folks who are working in western North Carolina on Hurricane Helene have brought food, water, and there's been an outpouring of support from the community and throughout the region.
The fire in Old Fort has burned some 250 acres and is 15% contained. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com.
Lowe's knows how to help make your Super Bowl 59 party a touchdown. Let us help you prep your home to host with top brands like Charbroil, Blackstone, and LG, so you can be the MVP of game day. Plus, use the Lowe's app to find what you need for a seamless shopping run. Or huddle up with our Lowe's Red Vest associates to help make all your game time hosting decisions.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. Every day, ZipRecruiter helps people who are actively looking for jobs like yours, so it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free.
In northern India, at least 30 people have died and many more have been injured in yesterday's stampede at a huge religious gathering. New Year festivals are marking the start of a new lunar year in China and beyond. CBS's Vicki Barker.
Drums and cymbals crash and dragons dance. Traditional New Year observances are being held across Asia and beyond. That's a New Year's greeting from the crew of China's space station. There was even a small observance in Moscow, intent on deepening ties with Beijing during the second Trump presidency. A foreign ministry spokeswoman managing Happy New Year in Mandarin. Millions watching the Year of the Dragon give way to the Year of the Snake. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
Dutch police arrest 3 suspects after the theft of a priceless golden helmet from Romania, which had been on display in a small museum in the Netherlands. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and mild tonight, a low in the mid-20s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny. The heat kicks in with highs into the mid-50s. Then a chance of rain for tomorrow night. Into Friday, there could even be a little snow mixed in the morning. High upper 30s. Right now it's 33.
Oh, what made you so.
To the County Line Road, local news and timeless hits.
News, timeless hits here on WRJN. Your home for Don Rosen, weekday mornings from 6 until 9. Don brings in all kinds of fun people to talk to. Not only the timeless hits, the news updates with Stuart J. Waddles, and of course, weather and sports. He talks about the people who make it fun to live in Racine. It all happens weekday mornings, 6 to 9, with Don Rosen on WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Bye-bye. 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
these eyes. Cry every night for you. These arms long to hold you again. The hurting's on me, yeah. I will never be free, no, my baby, no, no. You gave a promise to me, yeah. You broke it, you broke it, oh, no.
Time to brew. I thank the Lord for the night time. thank the Lord for the night time. Too forgetful day. They have up on tight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
See clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright, 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 bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright. I think I can make it now, the pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is that rainbow I've been praying for. It's gonna be a bright, 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 sunshiny day.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Oh, someone warm like you would make. Hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. Oh, once I have something I know won't desert me, I'm not alone anymore. Oh, once I can say this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. Oh, once in my life, I have someone who needs me.
Oh,
God.
What you say?
There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Tell me more.
There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Rather be with got something that moves my soul. And she knows I'd love to love her, but she lets me down every time. Can't make her mine. She's no one's lover. Tonight with me she'll be so inviting. I want her all for myself. Oh, temptation has improved my soul. Temptation has. You've got to love me. You've got to love me tonight. Got to love me, baby, yeah. Oh, well, that innocence is just a game, but just the same.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington, where an American Airlines plane collided in midair with a Black Hawk helicopter over the Potomac River while it was trying to land at Reagan National Airport. This man spoke to WUSA 9 and says his wife was on board.
I'm just praying that somebody's pulling her out of the river right now as we speak. That's all I can pray for. I'm just praying to God.
When was the last time you spoke with her?
She texted me that they're landing in 20 minutes.
This was a call to liveatc.net when the collision happened.
I just saw a fireball and then it was just gone. So I haven't seen anything since they hit the river, but it was a CRJ and a helicopter that hit, I would say maybe a half mile off the approach end of 33.
A defense official says three soldiers were on board the Black Hawk helicopter, which was flown out of Fort Belvoir, Virginia. There were 60 passengers and four crew members on the plane. A police official tells CBS News at least 18 bodies have been recovered so far. Senior transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
There is an active rescue operation underway to try to get whoever may be in the water out of the Potomac River after what appears to be a collision between the CRJ 700. It would have been operating as an American Airlines flight and a military Black Hawk helicopter.
Now, all flights at DCA have been grounded. President Trump has been briefed on the incident and says he's monitoring the situation. On to another big story of the day. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., President Trump's pick to lead the Department of Health and Human Services, faced some tough questions from lawmakers today at his confirmation hearing. Democratic Senator Michael Bennett.
Did you write in your book, and it's undeniable, that African AIDS is an entirely different disease from Western AIDS? Yes or no, Mr. Kennedy?
I'm not sure if I made
that. Okay, I'll give it to the chairman.
Congressional correspondent Nicole Killian with more on the controversial choice.
There were a number of Senate Republicans who felt that they are now willing to support him or that he put the vaccine issue to bed, if you will, although many Democrats certainly feel to the contrary. And we saw many of them spar with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. over some of his past statements and views surrounding vaccines.
Now, federal workers have a choice. Come back to the office or you're out.
We think a very substantial number of people will not show up to work, and therefore our government will get smaller and more efficient. And that's what we've been looking to do for many, many decades.
President Trump says they must make their decision by February the 6th. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people